Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
New York primary is tomorrow, and things are getting interesting. The new Marist poll shows firebrand Carl Paladino has caught up with Rick Lazio, making his nomination for governor a real possibility. And let's be honest, something that many would have thought unthinkable a year or two ago, given some of Paladino's history. But here in 2010, it's possible. If you live on the west side of Manhattan, let's say from the Upper West Side north, you have an especially interesting primary day. Chances are you were getting bombarded with robocalls over the weekend, not to mention flyers in your lobby or under your door for the confluence of races that are genuinely in play on the west side. We have Charlie Rangel versus his various opponents, Mayors Dinkins and Bloomberg. And yes, Bloomberg had robocalls out in support of Rangel. State Senator Bill Perkins versus challenger Basil Smichel, a charter schools battle. Adriano Espaillat versus Mark Levine for the state Senate district that Eric Schneiderman vacated, that seat, and Espaillat's old assembly seat with a fierce campaign between Nelson Dennis and Guillermo Linares. So it is politics central on Manhattan's west side, plus Espada versus Rivera in the Bronx, the widely disrespected Senate Majority Leader and his challenger, the statewide Attorney General primary on the Democratic side, and the U.S. Senate primaries on the Republican side. Remember, candidates will emerge to run against both Schumer and Gillibrand this year, and the Republicans for Congress from Staten Island and South Brooklyn. That's going to be a competitive race, probably against Democrat Michael McMahon. And if you're just getting your mind around all of this, with the primary tomorrow, and we know that many of you are, we have a primary day voter's guide for you on the homepage of our brand new politics website. It's a freecountry.org. And we interviewed so many of these candidates in the last month. We have all those interviews on the site, Lazio and Paladino, Rangel and all three challengers, all the Republicans for Congress in Brooklyn, Staten Island, and for U.S. Senate statewide. We had our Democrats debate for Attorney General. We had Espada and Rivera, Perkins and Smichel, Huntley and Nunes in Queens, Carolyn Maloney and Reshma Soarjani. So check it out if it helps you at itsafreecountry.org, right on the homepage. It's our primary day voters guide and all these interviews from the last month. It also has, by the way, we just put this up about an hour ago, a guide to newspaper endorsements of the candidates, if newspaper endorsements help you make up your mind. We have the Times, the Post, the Daily News, and El Diario, and we'll continue to update the voter's guide through tomorrow on itsafreecountry.org. So let's do a voter's guide of the air right now. If you have questions about any race in the New York primary, call us up right now, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, as we welcome Juan Manuel Benitez, reporter for New York One's Spanish language station, New York One Noticias, and host of their show, Pura Politica. He's also an adjunct professor at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism, and Edward Isaac Dover, editor of CityHallNews.com and City Hall Magazine, both focused on New York politics. Isaac and Juan Manuel, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And again, listeners, you can call now on any primary day race with questions or brief comments, but honestly, we'd prefer that you save the electioneering mostly for tomorrow when we have our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific exit poll call-in tomorrow. And by the way, I'm going to need to be away tomorrow for family reasons, so Andrea Bernstein, our intrepid political reporter, will be handling the duties there in the chair tomorrow. But right now, especially if you have questions about any of these races as you're trying to figure out who to vote for, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And Isaac, let's start with the Rangel election and the question, why is Mayor Bloomberg recording robocalls for the embattled Democrat? One would not think he was the natural source of pro-Rangel activism.
Well, which is what makes the endorsement all the more powerful. Charlie Rangel is a man who, despite having had to give up the chairmanship of the Ways and Means Committee amid the scandal, still has a lot of power in Washington. And Mayor Bloomberg, as he looks to push forward his agenda in the national level, needs allies in Washington who can help him do that. Rangel is one of those people. not only has he got seniority, but he's also got a lot of standing among the minority caucus, the Congressional Black Caucus, and other minority members of Congress. As Mayor Bloomberg is going forward with the immigration agenda that he's pushing, that'll be particularly helpful, as well as the economic financial bills that he might want to get passed in Congress.
That's a very practical analysis, Isaac, of why Mayor Bloomberg is pushing for Rangel right now. Bloomberg projects an image of, hey, I'm Mr. Independent. I endorsed a whole list of Democrats and a whole list of Republicans for this year, which he did, because this is who I am. This is what I believe. You see a lot more practical politics at play here.
Well, Mike Bloomberg is a practical politician. He knows what he needs to get done and how to do it, and that's why he's been so successful, I think. And the air of independence of the politician or the man who doesn't think about any political considerations and just does what his heart guides him to do is one that I think is a little bit of the sheen that he puts on.
And Juan Manuel, former Mayor Dinkins also did robocalls for Rangel, as well as Espaillat in that Uptown State Senate race. And there are some questions of racial coding here. I heard the Dinkins one for Rangel, which said, he's one of us, or words very close to that. I think it was those words. And the New York Post reported on the Dinkins robocall for Espaillat, which did something similar. Is that unusual or generally considered dirty or unnecessarily divisive?
It is what it is. I think these candidates are the favorites. Like you said, Bloomberg is endorsing Rangel because Rangel has a high chance of winning this election. He's still very powerful. Bloomberg needs someone in Congress that is friendly to him. And then and the whole racial thing, I don't know. It's been a really strange year in the Democratic Party with the race issue because, as we know, at a statewide level, we don't have any Latino or black politician running for the Democratic ticket.
Anything statewide, not for Attorney General.
Statewide.
Not for governor
exactly.
Or lieutenant governor?
Or lieutenant governor or senator in the Senate.
Or U.S. Senate, right. Now, on the other hand, in that Espaillat-Levine race for state senate at Upper Manhattan, I heard robocalls for Levine that say in the New York Times endorsement, Levine is praised as a yada yada. What he doesn't tell you is that the Times praised Levine, but they endorsed Espaillat. So that's another kind of questionable robocall appeal on the other side of that race.
Well, yeah, they're trying to do anything possible before the race. Clearly, Espaillat is a favorite in this case. But at the same time, like we were talking earlier before the air, the New York Times endorsement was a little bit strange just because they started saying, don't vote for the incumbents, vote for the new people.
Especially with respect to anybody serving in the state legislature.
Exactly. And now they are endorsing Espaillat, and they're saying good things about Levin, but they're not really endorsing Levin.
And Isaac, for state attorney general, with five pretty high-profile Democrats in the race and newspaper endorsements all over the place, I wonder if both of you can help voters decide. And I don't mean say who you like, but the Times endorsed Schneiderman, the Post endorsed Coffey, the Daily News endorsed DiNallo. It's been reported that Andrew Cuomo prefers Rice, though he hasn't officially endorsed. And Brodsky is also a well-known reformer. How can you help Democrats make up their minds? Is there a breakdown of, like, if you want this kind of a candidate for attorney general, vote for this person? You know what I mean? Can we do sort of a voter's guide here without it just being your preference?
Well, it's a complicated race, but I think to boil it down, this is a race where you wouldn't have necessarily major differences in the way that the people would act on policy in the office. And so you look at the biographies of them and how they've been portraying the office. Eric Schneiderman is a state senator from Manhattan and into the Bronx. He's been a state senator for about 12 years. And he has built a coalition of the very progressive left of the Democratic Party and the union base as he goes forward with this idea of justice, and the attorney general's office is about getting justice to New Yorkers. Kathleen Rice, who's the Nassau County District Attorney, has been for about 5 years, is portraying herself as the tough-on-crime person and the one who can lock people up and won't back down from a fight, and that's how she is about it. I would say, by the way, you mentioned that it had been reported that Cuomo had been backing Rice. That was the perception early on, but actually at the end of last week, Cuomo announced that he was not going to support anyone in the race and leave it up to New Yorkers to decide.
And could that also come down to the reason you said Bloomberg was endorsing Rangel, that is, he was likely to win? If he was preferring Rice, but he sees her now as a likely loser, do you think that's the politics behind that, or shouldn't we draw that conclusion?
That's possible. I mean, it's a very confusing situation here, and part of that is because the race really does seem to still be wide open. There was a poll on Saturday morning that came out that showed the leading contender with 25% and undecided still at 29%, I believe. So it may be that Andrew Cuomo is reading the polls in one way, or maybe that he's reading it to see that it's undecided.
None of the above for Attorney General. And one may well, continuing to go down the list, Eric DiNalo has some interesting endorsements, including the Daily News and Crain's, I think. Mm-hmm. And he was the right-hand man to Elliot Spitzer when Spitzer was Attorney General for going after Wall Street. In the Sheriff to Wall Street days, DiNalo was not a public figure, but he did a lot of that work. Then Spitzer, as governor, made him the insurance commissioner of New York State, and reports were that he did a lot to help stabilize the insurance industry in New York after the AIG collapse. So, I mean, here's a guy with a pretty good reputation, but we don't know a lot else about him other than these particular acts. Does he have a base, or vote for DiNalo if you want what?
Well, I think that, as Isaac was saying, we have five very qualified candidates with great biographies, with good accomplishments, but people don't know them. They can go and find the information and pick their favorite one. But if Andrew Cuomo can't pick, how can we?
And Andrew Cuomo won't pick.
Right, he won't pick also because he might be afraid that whoever becomes governor might be investigated by the attorney general like we've had in the past.
Will vote, won't pick.
But I
presume he'll vote.
With DiNalo, you have a candidate who, I think you're right, he's never run for office before. He doesn't have the natural base, but has been portraying himself as the man with experience, the guy who's sort of been in the attorney general's office and so knows what to do to bring the kind of approach that he brought to financial investigations to other things. And then you've got Richard Brodsky, who's been an assemblyman for 28 years now, and he's made himself into the candidate. He's an assemblyman from Westchester, sort of most famous for doing a lot of the investigations into the MTA and Yankee Stadium and the authorities in New York, and has made himself into the candidate who's interested in kitchen table issues, how the attorney general's office can really affect New Yorkers. And then there's Sean Coffey, who's also never run for office before. He was the attorney, one of the lead attorneys in the WorldCom class action suit, has done a lot of that stuff in private practice. And he is financing his own campaign and putting himself forward as the one who's really the outside voice, who's never touched politics or government before and is there to clean up Albany and go about it that way.
And Coffey likes to say, as he did in our debate last week between the five candidates, that he's got the broadest political spectrum of support because he's been endorsed in this primary by Al Franken and the New York Post. And how many people can say that? But what does that tell us? Does that tell us anything, that he's been endorsed by Al Franken in the New York Post?
Well, he was endorsed by Al Franken because they got to know each other when Coffey, in his private life, was involved as a political donor. And though Franken, I'm sure, is making a decision based on relationships as well as politics, I'm not sure that the vote of the senator from Minnesota or the endorsement of the senator from Minnesota is going to move a lot of votes in New York.
Except people who may vote on sort of ideological grounds. I don't mean that as an insult, but people do look for who's the most liberal, Juan Manuel. And what we've been hearing generally is that Schneiderman is positioning himself and has earned the reputation, earned or been tagged with, depending on how you view this, as most liberal. This has been all over the press. He's positioning himself as a liberal candidate, as the black leadership's candidate. He's the only one of the five who went to Rangel's birthday party fundraiser. Then he got Sharpton's endorsement, the Amsterdam News endorsement, the only Haitian elected official in New York, City Councilman Mentor Eugene, endorsed Schneiderman. But this most liberal tag, it could be a good thing or a bad thing politically, because the Republican candidate, Dan Donovan, the Staten Island DA, is probably for real. He has Mayor Bloomberg's endorsement already for the November election, no matter who the Democrat is. So being the most liberal Democrat could hurt in that regard, like his stand against civil confinement of sex offenders deemed to be at risk at the end of their prison terms, or it could help in a state like New York.
I think it could help, basically because he's positioning himself to get the base of Latino and black voters in the city that sometimes, in many occasions, decide who is a candidate in the Democratic Party. So I think that will help him in the primary. We'll have to see in the general election, because I do believe that Donovan is a strong candidate and that the Republicans are putting forward.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, as we give you a voter's guide to the New York primary, which is tomorrow. We have a few minutes for questions for Juan Manuel Benitez from New York One Noticias, their Spanish language station, and Edward Isaac Dover from CityHallNews.com and City Hall Magazine, 212-433, WNYC, 212-433-9692. And again, remember, we have our Voter's Guide to Primary Day online at our brand new politics website. It's a freecountry.org. It's freecountry.org. And here's one other way that you can participate tomorrow. As you've been hearing, New York is moving from the old one-armed bandit lever voting machines to a hybrid paper and electronic ballot. And we're going to want to hear your stories tomorrow about the new process. So text ballot, the word ballot, to 30644. And you'll receive instructions on how to participate and share your experience with the new machine. We would love you to help us out by participating via text message for Election Day tomorrow. So what you can do is text right now, and we'll send you a reminder tomorrow morning once we are collecting responses to send us your description of your experience with the new voting machines in New York. And, of course, your carrier standard messaging rates do apply. Again, text ballot to 30644. Just takes 10 seconds to be part of the coverage. Text the word ballot to 30644. Let's take a phone call. Richard in Riverdale, you're on WNYC. Hello, Richard.
Good morning, Brian. Always listen to your show. I've been puzzled lately. I was watching the state attorney general's debate on TV. Several of they had a public access channels. And I find it shocking how entrenched all these candidates are, and you know, out of step with all the voters of New York State. I mentioned to your screener that I'm surprised that they mentioned the law in Arizona, which really has no relevance to the state of New York, and no jurisdiction with the state attorney generals here in New York. I just found it just a big act of empty pandering to a group of people, you know, who really are causing trouble in New York in terms of their debate when they mention the wage issues and how they're going to enforce it, that they're going to just kind of make people punish employees and just, you know.
Employers, make sure undocumented immigrants are getting their rightful wages under the law. So, Richard, I get your point. And Juan Manuel, since that was in the New York One debate, I saw that moment that he's referring to. It was interesting that all five attorney general candidates on the Democratic side were tripping all over themselves to promise things to undocumented immigrants, protections of various kinds, like the wage and hour laws. Whereas as the state's chief law enforcement officers, none of them were talking at all about how they would enforce the immigration laws when the undocumented are, you know, in an illegal status to begin with.
Well, I think it's interesting, though. I disagree with the caller. I do think that many Latinos are expecting any kind of politician or elected official to take a stand on this issue. I think many Latinos, even here in New York State, feel prosecuted. They feel attacked, under attacked. And I think it's been a really nasty campaign, mostly in the Republican side, with all those ads against Muslims, the Muslim community, and also even like remarks by Carl Paladino yesterday against immigrants, undocumented immigrants in the city of New York, telling Bloomberg not to say that we are welcoming here in New York City undocumented immigrants and that they should stay home or go home. I do think that many Hispanics need politicians and candidates to take a stand. And I think this is interesting, and it was interesting that Schneiderman said that he'll portray himself as he'll be all around the country, like, advocating for immigrant rights and for immigration reform.
As New York State Attorney General.
Exactly.
Pamela in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Yes, I have a question. With so many candidates running for office in the Attorney General position, does the election go to whoever gets the most votes, or is there a runoff?
The runoffs are only for citywide elections, or citywide primaries in New York, so there won't be a runoff. Whoever the winner of the Attorney General primary, even if it's somebody who gets, there are five candidates running, so theoretically they could get 21% and be the winner, and that would be the Democratic nominee.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mayor Bloomberg, we mentioned that he's putting out a robocall in support of Charles Rangel, and since that's newsworthy, we happen to dig that robocall up.
This is Mayor Mike Bloomberg urging you to vote for Congressman Charlie Rangel in this Tuesday's Democratic primary. Whether it is bringing $300 million in stimulus funds to protect the jobs of New Yorkers, New York police officers, firefighters, and teachers, ensuring affordable housing for working families, or working to expand health coverage for all Americans, Charlie has been the go-to guy in Washington.
And it goes on from there. You get the sense of what issues the mayor chose to mention there, and certainly not to endorse Rangel. It's newsworthy. It certainly, I heard it because I live in that district, and I was surprised when I heard Mayor Bloomberg's voice coming, when I was playing back my voicemail messages in support of Rangel. The Times has endorsed Joyce Johnson, one of the opponents in that race of Charlie Rangel. Adam Clayton Powell, the fourth, is considered a serious candidate. So just interesting about Bloomberg. But I also wanted to mention that Mayor Bloomberg and his longtime girlfriend, Diana Taylor, are publicly on different sides of a different race, the Democratic congressional primary between Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney of the East Side and also part of Queens, who has been very tough on credit card companies, versus her challenger, Reshma Soarjani, who's seen as a candidate of Wall Street. Bloomberg endorsed Maloney for reelection, but Taylor was reported to be out shaking hands at a subway station today for Soarjani. Juan Manuel, as far as you know, is that race competitive? Is Carolyn Maloney in potential trouble here?
I don't think so. And I think that they both have different political agendas, Mayor Bloomberg and his girlfriend. And Mayor Bloomberg, I think he's just showing a loyalty to those who've worked with him well in the past, and he wants to maintain that relationship, and that's why he is endorsing Carolyn Maloney, he's endorsing Rangel and Espaillat, who's been a supporter of Mayor Bloomberg for the longest.
And Taylor, to give her professional cred, was a New York State insurance official, right?
Banking.
State Banking Commissioner.
Yep.
Superintendent. So, I don't know, maybe they had some interesting conversations over dinner or in whatever room of the house last night, right?
They don't have to agree on everything.
I guess not. What household does, right? Donald in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Thank you. Yes, I have a question for your guest, particularly in light of the series that City Hall News ran on the backgrounds of the five attorney general candidates. Yet your guests seem to very easily dismiss the candidacy of Richard Brodsky, who, according to that series, has the most progressive background of any of the candidates and also has a very progressive record in terms of taking on Yankee Stadium, taking on congestion pricing, taking on
Right. Well, we were hoping for the electioneering day to be tomorrow. But I don't think anybody here dismissed Brodsky. I think his record stands for itself with respect to reform in the MTA and other public authorities, those unaccountable authorities. He's really gone after those over the years. You mentioned that, as well as Yankee Stadium. He was the one most dogged, I think, of any politician in New York State with respect to the public financing that was going officially or unofficially to Yankee Stadium. So,
yeah, and I actually don't think that Assemblyman Brodsky would dispute the fact that Senator Schneiderman is aiming to position himself as the candidate of the very left wing of the Democratic Party. So,
interestingly, in our debate last week, both Brodsky and Schneiderman defended the idea of taking endorsements from public employee unions this year, despite the perception that public employee unions are part of the problem with respect to a reform in Albany. So that was something that tied them together. And we're going to leave it there. So Juan Manuel Benitez from New York One Noticias and Edward Isaac Dover from CityHallNews.com, thank you both very much.
Thank you, Ryan.
And again, listeners, don't forget our voter's guide to the New York primary, now up on the homepage of our new politics website. It's freecountry.org. We also have my daily news and politics quiz on that site. Today's question is, which document has Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf compared Sharia law to when Sharia is practiced right? He said, the Book of Revelation, Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky, or the Declaration of Independence? Again, my free country quiz question for today. Which document has Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf compared Sharia law to when Sharia is properly practiced? The Book of Revelation, Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky, or the Declaration of Independence? Take your best shot and see the answer at itsafreecountry.org. Also remember, we have a list of all the newspaper endorsements from the four major dailies in New York City for the primary tomorrow. And remember, too, that you can text the word ballot to 30644, and we'll send you instructions on how to participate in reviewing your voting experience tomorrow with the new voting machines in New York. Text the word ballot to 30644 and check out our voter's guide at itsafreecountry.org. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up next, we have a very special guest, the chairman of the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission, Phil Angelides. And he will take your calls on getting to the bottom of how the financial sector, with government's help, crashed the economy. Stay with us.